From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, his ancestral home, where he is greeted, that is, on Friday night on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. Mr. Obama later had dinner with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other relatives. This is his first trip to Kenya as president. Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto says that means a lot to Kenyans.
President Obama is not just any other American president. He has African roots, and more specifically Kenyan roots. And so it is significant in a very different way.
President Obama addresses the Global Entrepreneurship Summit that will be later today in Nairobi. After that, he travels to Ethiopia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if American lawmakers vote down a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Iran the green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would undermine President Obama's ability to act worldwide.
I mean, it's a repudiation of President Obama's initiative and a statement that when the Executive Department negotiates, doesn't mean anything anymore because we have 535 Secretaries of State.
Congress has just over 50 days to accept or reject the Iran nuclear deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override the presidential veto. And U.S. officials denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early to help ease tensions with Israel. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, has won a third term in office amid continued controversy over whether his re-election is constitutional. Mr. Nkurunziza won 69% of the vote. United States and Britain have condemned Tuesday's vote as not credible due to pre-election violence amid intimidation of opposition groups and questions over whether the president is violating the Constitution's two-term limit. Turkish jets have struck Islamic State targets in Syria that attack following a deadly clash between jihadists and Turkish soldiers on the Syrian border. More now from Dorian Jones.
In Istanbul and several other cities, police carried out over 100 dawn raids. More than 200 people have been detained in the sweep. The operations were aimed at both the Islamic State militant group and the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. At least one person has been reported killed. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the raids were part of a widening operation. The raids follows Monday's deadly bombing by a suspected IS suicide bomber that killed 32 people, many of whom were Kurds. In retaliation, Kurdish militants killed two police officers they accused of collaborating with the jihadists. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the PKK that Turkey was in a new era and that the PKK had to immediately lay down its arms or face fatal consequences. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. Pentagon confirmed that Abu Qail al-Sudani, a high-ranking al-Qaeda operational commander, was killed by a U.S. airstrike in Patika province on July the 11th. Colonel Pat Ryder is a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command, which oversees operations in Afghanistan.
The death of al-Sudani denies al-Qaeda a well-connected, proven operational planner and leader. And so certainly this will, at least temporarily, disrupt their ability to conduct attacks.
Pentagon described al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operation, adding that he was directly linked to plotting attacks on the U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. The gunman who opened fire at a U.S. movie theater on Thursday is said to have had a long history of serious anger issues and mental illness. Police in the town of Lafayette, Louisiana, said Friday that the 59-year-old John Russell Hauser legally bought the handgun, which he used to kill two young women and wound nine other people. There is no word right now on any possible motive. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.